guess what? His producer over there, where he recorded, has had a nationally known artist, the Tally Trio, come in and review their song. There were several artists that he had produced, and he let me listen to all the songs. And Roger Tally told me later, when I heard that song, I told my daughter I want that on my next album. So this little boy had cancer, stuck in the house, couldn't go anywhere in his healing process. He writes some words and some music to go with it. He gives it away, and it winds up in the hands of Roger Tally and the Tally Trio. That song went to number one on several of the gospel music charts. I received thousands of dollars, not getting rich by no means, but thousands of dollars, and I would get these statements that said it played on the radio 16,000 times that month, and on the airplanes, and I'm like, what? This little boy gave his followers to this. God. Dow said that the whole theme of everything that he had and he got out of that was surrender what you have to God. Completely surrender what you have. Guess what? It came from him in the first place. It came from him. Everything we have came from God. So as I surrendered those songs, Lord, be crazy now. Wasn't me. It wasn't that it's that great of a song. Father Greg, the guy that recorded it in MLC, called me one night. You know, I think I mentioned this in service one time. But he called me one night and I couldn't hear him. I said, Greg, what are you doing? He said, I am in Albany, Georgia, and the Tallies are singing your song. I just want you to hear the people crying, praying, and praising God over your song. Hundreds together, maybe, I don't know, he didn't tell me how many was there, but just sounded like wailing, and I'm like, this little